It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, County Commissioner for Lincoln County, Oregon. Thanks for joining us today on the program. We have Paul Skydema. Let's get that right. Skydema. It is hard for people sometimes to pronounce your last name, but I've got it right, Paul.
You absolutely do. It took me through high school to figure out how to spell it. So,
Well, Paul, thanks for coming in. And we thought we would start by providing our listeners, you, some context for what is the Economic Development Alliance. Paul, give us the 411.
Well, before I do that, I got to say congratulations to your new job and your new newly printed business card.
Yes. Still
you
working
know.
On that.
And it's pretty cool that Casey like gets this new job, gets to serve our county in a new way, and gets to keep his same parking space. That's pretty cool. So, the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County is we're what they call an EDO, an Economic Development Organization. Mm-hmm. We're a 501c6 nonprofit, and we've been serving all of Lincoln County. And that's not just Lincoln County, the governmental unit, but the community of Lincoln County for a little over 27 years now. I've got the privilege to be the third executive director of our organization. And what an economic development organization is varies from place to place. If you're an EDO in a rural area, say, you know, a suburb of Portland or something like that, a lot of what you're doing is managing local incentives and trying to get business attraction and real estate deals happening and things like that. Rural economic development is a little bit of a different beast, and that's kind of been my specialization for the last 13 years. And it's a lot more about relationship building. It's a lot more about listening to the business community, the residential community, getting a sense of the ecosystem, the economic ecosystem, and trying to figure out what we can do. We're kind of like economic gardeners, you know. We're not necessarily pushing an agenda. We're listening to the soil and the sun and the conditions and trying to figure out what we can do to add some fertilizer here, to till a row there, to support things. And that sounds all very abstract. So what does that actually mean in practicality? So a couple things that we do is we represent Lincoln County at the Cascades West Economic Development District, which is a federally designated district recognized by the federal EDA, which consists of Lynn, Lane, Lincoln, and Benton counties. There is a requirement of the federal government for the entire country is broken up into these districts, and they each have to develop comprehensive economic development strategies that show that you're rowing at least sort of in the same direction. And those are required to go after federal funds and EDA funds and grants.
I see.
So I have the honor of serving as the vice chair of the Economic Development District. And as an organization, we helped those four counties draft a comprehensive economic development strategy. So that's one of the ways that we're thinking regionally. Another thing that we work on is we are a rural opportunity initiative community, the whole county, and that's an innovative program done by Business Oregon that tries to do the economic gardening but focused a little bit more on entrepreneurship development and entrepreneurial ecosystem development. So we work through that. We have funds that come in that allow us to do things like subsidize tuition to an entrepreneurial education program called Co-Starters, which is an early stage, I have an idea for a business, but I want to learn if it's a valid business idea. It's kind of the step before the Small Business Development Center's Small Business Management class. So we're getting ready to, later this month, have our third cohort of local potential business startups go through that course.
And, oh, wow, cool.
And through those funds, we subsidize and pay for the tuition. And that's already led to, I think it's over 7 businesses, brick and mortar businesses starting in Lincoln County.
Awesome.
So that's a thing that we do.
Yeah.
We also work and serve on the loan subcommittee of the Cascades West Council of Governments. And help manage the monies that go out of the Lincoln County Revolving Loan Fund, the entire regional revolving loan funds and grant programs to provide mm-hmm. businesses access to capital. We serve and manage and market the Lincoln County Enterprise Zone, which is Oregon's interesting as a state. It has very few state-sanctioned economic incentives mm-hmm. for businesses. The Enterprise Zone system is one of those, and it basically incentivizes businesses in certain areas, in certain sectors, to invest money to expand their business. And if that investment leads to additional job creation, mm-hmm. then they get a tax incentive for a number of years.
Okay.
So it's basically trying to tip the scales. It doesn't make like a bad deal good, but it can maybe say, let's do this now. And an example of a business that really uses the Enterprise Zone effectively is Rogue. The brewery, when they're doing their expansions and adding new lines and new products and things like that, they understand that system. We work with them, get their application in, work with the county assessor to make sure that everything is legit, work with the state of Oregon, and help them get that incentive, because I don't necessarily think incentives are the only tool that we have, but if we have incentives, I want to maximize their use.
Yeah.
And I think we could do better as a region marketing and letting businesses know that this is out there. A couple other things that we do, and then I'll let you talk again, Casey, because
keep going, and we'll take a break. Yeah.
We also represent the county as part of our regional broadband action team, and that's the same economic development district region. And a broadband action team is basically an ad hoc steering committee that links in with the new Oregon Office of Broadband. And right now, really what's happening is there's a historic amount of ARPA funds coming to the state of Oregon for broadband development and deployment. And the broadband action teams help organize what's happening in a region.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we're doing that actually started in Lincoln County and has grown out is as part of the early pandemic CARES funding, Lincoln County was awarded an EDA grant to do broadband feasibility planning.
Okay.
That has since morphed and moved into the Cascades West Council of Governments due to regional thinking and capacity and things like that. And so now it is Lynn, Lincoln, and Benton counties working together and working to create a strategic plan and the initial grant applications to get some of that historic funding coming into our area for broadband deployment. A couple other things that we're working on. We received some grant funds and realized a lot of times when you're looking at that garden, you notice there's some weeds or places where things should grow, but they're not growing, grow that analogy.
Yeah.
And one of the things in Lincoln County that is harder than it should be is, say I'm an existing business or a new business, and I want to find a building. I want to buy a building, I want to find some land, or I want to rent a place. That is notoriously hard to do because we really don't have that many commercial realtors.
Right.
They're so focused on the residential. You know, they do it, but that's not their sweet spot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of commercial management companies, but they're just dealing with their small holdings. So we realize that it's really tough for small business to find a place.
Yeah.
So we received some grant funds, and we're utilizing Oregon Prospector, which is a state-owned – it's a site selection tool, but basically it's a commercial real estate for sale or lease database statewide that also has all the demographics, utilities, all that kind of info. Mm-hmm. It's primarily used for business attraction at the state level, but it can also be used as a tool to help small businesses find locations. So we received some grant funding, and we've built the largest inventory of commercial property for sale or lease in Lincoln County in that tool. And it's not like we're getting in the way of realtors. It's another way to get to the realtors who are managing those spots. But there's one spot to compare all those things.
Awesome. Well, you're giving them some assets here, data.
Yeah. And you know, when we started this, there was one listing in all of Lincoln County in Oregon Prospector. Now we've got about 85 listings, and it's something that we manage all
great.
The time. A couple other things, and then I will kind of be quiet. You know, we also are working in partnership with the county through some local ARPA grant funds to lead the project to update the 2014 Lincoln County Economic Report, which is a huge boon to almost every single nonprofit in the county that seeks grant funding. But it also helps provide insights into how our local economy works. And we also have the honor each year to work with the county to manage and help administer the annual Community and Economic Development mm-hmm. Grant Program.
Yes, and thank you so much for that.
And right now those grants have been submitted. Our board reviews and scores those and then makes the recommendations to the commissioners for the final funding decisions. So there's a lot of different stuff that we're doing.
Yes.
And probably one of the biggest things we're doing is what we're going to be talking about in a few minutes. But I just kind of wanted to give you a little overview of the various balls we juggle.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I love that you're bringing in these fresh perspectives. Paul Skidema, Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Paul. Talk about that blue economy. Stay with us. Yes, we're here, Lincoln County Connections. Paul Skidema, he is the director of the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. Pleasure to have you here, Paul. In the first segment, Paul provide us an overview of the Economic Development Alliance. But Paul, let's just jump right into it. What are you excited about in regard to the blue economy? And probably first, what is it?
Well, the $64,000 question is, what is the blue economy? And my flippant answer, which is, I would say, 90% accurate, it's where saltwater meets cash. But really, it's water-based industries, primarily saltwater, but sometimes it can be estuary-based industries or riverine-based industries, and their clusters around them. Examples would be offshore energy, marine hydrogen, aquaculture, mm-hmm. Ocean-based tourism, commercial fishing, all of those kind of things are components of the blue economy. But the what is the blue economy is a very important question.
Yeah.
And so what's going on right now on that specific topic? Because there was a time maybe a year or so ago where the person who was then the Oregon State economist said there is no blue economy in Oregon, which, you know, I will call BS on that.
Yeah. What does that mean? Why would he say that?
And I think because it's an economic sector that's hidden in plain sight.
Mm.
So what's the scale of the blue economy? The blue economy in the U.S. or in the world is a multi-trillion-dollar industrial sector. In the U.S., it's about $375 billion annually. And if you look at our West Coast partners, Washington, California, Oregon, annually the blue economy in Washington is about $14 billion. California, about $45
billion. Wow.
In Oregon, it's only $2.5 billion. So we are behind the game, and it's also not that huge a part of our GDP.
Mm-hmm.
As a consequence, our legislature doesn't really know that much about it. I mean, you know, Representative Gomberg, Senator Anderson, local folks, they get that because they know they run the Coastal Caucus, all that jazz. But if you're talking about statewide, they're not getting it. And we've got a new governor, newly installed, who may or may not even know what the blue economy is. So there was a statewide effort funded by the legislature to look at five emerging sectors, one of them being the blue economy. I happen to have the privilege of sitting on the steering committee of this data project. Mm. And its number one goal is to create that definition that works for Oregon.
Mm.
And to be able to describe the economic impact and what the economic opportunities are for future investment. So that's something we're working on, and it's actually going to be wrapping up at the end of February. So we're knee deep in that right now. And one of the things that's kind of key in this whole effort is trying to figure out where our unique opportunities are that aren't going directly head to head with something that, say, California has been doing for 30 years. And we also are very unique as a state because our coastline is mostly rural. Mm-hmm. We don't have rail. We don't have interstates. We don't have major metropolitan areas right on our coast, as opposed to, like, say, you know, Long Beach, Los Angeles, San Francisco, all of those things.
Yeah.
Seattle. So it's trying to figure out where we can play in that. And one of the other things that's kind of cool is some preliminary work grew out of this and kind of spurred locally, because we do have the largest nearshore commercial fishing fleet on the West Coast based here in Newport. And there's a whole lot of, you know, other scale level fishing fleets, and there's other, you know, cluster related businesses like the Port of Toledo and the things that are going on there. But an example of where it's hidden in plain sight is if you think of the folks that work in the Port of Toledo that are welders that work to refit boats off season.
Mm-hmm.
Their work is classified as welder, not marine welder. So all of those jobs are hidden under just a different industrial classification. So that's part of what we're trying to do.
But important detail.
But one of the things that happened a couple of years back, it was Senate Bill 867, created the Task Force on Marine Sector Workforce Development. And the chair of that task force was former Commissioner Doug Hunt. And they did some really interesting work on looking at that workforce and what the future needs are. Those results were posted just before the pandemic hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of went to a screeching halt. But that kind of seed, that ember, was still glowing. And there was some work with a lot of really smart, dedicated folks locally and in Lincoln County to look at, as part of the whole idea of how do we build back better.
Mm-hmm.
How do we take the work that they did and look at the blue economy and try to figure out how can we do this better?
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening was an ad hoc coalition popped up, and we were part of that when the EDA, that's the Federal Economic Development Administration, put together a huge funding plan of CARES Act funding called the Build Back Better program.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided we would go for – and we're talking grants like $100 million, competitive nationwide. We decided we would see if the blue economy in Oregon was something that would fit in that. We talked to our federal partners, and they're like, yeah, go for it. And we put together a coalition to work on a grant application, and we discovered a couple interesting things. One, because we're rural, the whole coastline, we weren't talking to each other that much.
Mm.
Astoria didn't really know what was going on in Newport, didn't really know what was going on in Coos Bay or Port Orford or all of those things. And there might be a seafood hub up here and a seafood hub down there, but they don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
And as we were building this coalition, we realized, wow, there needs to be something. We call it asset quilting, to look at all these assets and put them together.
Asset quilting.
And so we worked for about 5 months to do a Build Back Better grant program. And these were actually funds that were supposed to tip a little rural. So we thought we had a great shot. it ended up that we were not funded. Only one proposal was funded in Oregon. It went to the Portland area,
mm-hmm.
a very rural community, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Yes.
So, yeah, we got a little chip on our shoulder about that. But what that led to, and this is some work that we're going to be doing for the next 2 years, is that work led to us being able to work with Senators Wyden and Merkley
mm-hmm.
and to bring home a $1 million congressionally directed spending award. They used to call those earmarks, but they're basically local discretionary funding to specifically do a few things. To one, stand up an entity that we're calling the Oregon Ocean Innovation Hub that will be a 501c3 nonprofit that will be that thread that binds the whole coast together and lets everybody know what everybody's doing, brings the data in, and becomes a unified voice once that definition is set to the legislature to bring the funding in. We're also working to take the work from Senate Bill 867, Marine Workforce Development, and create blue pathways, career pathways. Mm-hmm. And as a quick example, and then you wave at me if I've got to shut up.
You've got 45 seconds, and then tell us where we can find you.
Okay, quick anecdote. if you're a commercial young person who wants to get into commercial fishing right
awesome.
Now, what you do right now is you walk the docks and look for a help wanted sign. That is not a system. There needs to be a system.
Yes.
If you want to know more about this, go to our website, businesslincolncounty.com. There's a page on the blue economy. Soon, Oregon Ocean Innovation Hub will have its own web presence. Look for the data report coming out from Business Oregon on the blue economy. And there's some really exciting things happening that bode very well for the future of Lincoln County and the entire Oregon coast.
Oh, exciting. And those definitions, finally going to get those definitions, which will help a lot probably too, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Paul Skydema, we need several hours with you. But folks, thanks for joining us today. You can find Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County online. We'll have Paul back on the program soon. We'll see you same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us.